This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And the colors of the sea, right, your eyes were trembling mermaids, and you touched the distant beaches.
All I want is a future for my children and your children. But we have to be individuals, so we can't be controlled by false combines, corporations, cults, and groups that want to overwrite what our true cultural and genetic background expression is, because that is slavery. We have to come together in new systems that are organically produced and directed by the true spirit and beauty and will of the people guided by God's spirit. God's hand. God's finger. And that's where we are. And you see the Vatican coming out and saying, we worship communism. It is the ultimate throne of goodness. China is so loving to its people. And you're like, this is upside down. That's what Satanism is. Torturing small children to death and drinking their blood while they beg for mommy over long periods of time is liberal and loving and a sacrament of the modern Catholic Church. Because it's not Christian, it's not Catholic, it's globalists that have taken it over. Vatican, China, best example of church and social doctrine. And then today, hundreds of child porn images, LSD, ecstasy found in Boise priest home, prosecutor says. Well, how they found out about him is he was trying to get online to find people who would help him kidnap because he desired to rape and kill children. Prosecutor Kathleen Guzman said in the probable cause hearing earlier, you like how pedophile arrest and devil worshiper arrest are up? I've got to do the numbers. I looked at it last year. It's like 400% last time I checked. And the media has all these headlines. Jones is hoaxing people. There's no move against pedophiles. Well, tell that to Prosecutor Guzman. Because you can bet as they kick the door in on ringleaders. See, what Trump's doing with the patriots and the intelligence agencies that are patriots, there's bad guys in there too, but in the white hat secret societies, as they're called, it isn't just the FBI liberals that called it a secret society. That's all these agencies are. There's like a 50 CIA, six or seven big ones I know of, five FBIs. There's a leftist FBI, a communist FBI, a Christian FBI, a veteran FBI, a Mormon FBI, and a lot of them overlap each other. There's a straight-up FBI. Most of those people end up just doing the grunt work. Oh, you're a good person? Oh, you really care about? Oh, you'll deal with bank robberies and kidnappings when they come up and white-collar crime. Bye-bye. Oh, no, you go deal with some guy that stole $1 million, not a billion. You just go over there. That's how it works. And that's how it works. It's all tests. But it's just like Christ on the cross next to the thief. One guy listens to him, and the other doesn't. And the other guy says, I want absolution. I want to be with you in paradise. He says, you'll be with me tonight in paradise. And gives up the ghost. Because I know people who aren't bad souls, who've done a lot of horrible things. But it's like King David's spirit. He did it because of the circumstance, the system, the seduction, the peer pressure, the deception. But when the deception was revealed, they understood and repented and were generally bad. It didn't mean they did bad things, but, oh, I repent, the little magic ceremony. It meant they actually did repent and then saw it and then didn't do it again. At least that sin. But some of the best people fighting evil are those that have done evil. Because they know how the enemy operates. They know the lies. They know how you don't get power out of it. You get affliction. That's the archetype. It's why for all the cheesiness of Star Wars, they went and did Joseph Campbell stuff and Carl Jung. The Emperor, to get his power, Darth Vader, any of it, has to lose arms, legs, be mutated, be ugly. Like Hitler being nerve gas in World War I, to get the power, they have to give up their humanity, they have to become ugly. You can't have something beautiful and pure that does all this evil. You can get the power, but you're going to give up your real power to get it. The only question is how many of us were evil for a while before we pulled out and kept some of our humanity. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I agree with Nancy Pelosi when she says he wants to make America white again, and that's what this is about.
I think a lot of President Trump's rhetoric is racist, and let's be very clear. When someone uses the phrase change migration, it is intentional in trying to demonize families, literally trying to demonize families and make it a racist slur. It is not right.
Chain migration. I said to the president, do you realize how painful that term is to so many people? African Americans believe that they migrated to America in chains. And when you speak about chain migration, it hurts them personally.
Why is it that the Democrats think Americans are dying to listen to them turn any term they can get their grubby little paws on into a weapon of racism? One would think that for every person duped into being angry about the term chain migration, there are five people furious that a white senator would even twist the words chain migration in order to foment racism and division.
And my friend, who's a great comedy writer, Jim Downey, he's accused of being a right-wing writer, a comedy writer, if there is such a thing, sort of. And he says, no, I just think the way that the Democrats handle things is poor, the way they try to pick out little pieces of a population that, well, we represent the Hispanics, we represent the LGBT or something. And they're not speaking to everyone at once. And it's almost demeaning to say, I'm choosing you because you're a splinter group or you're a certain minority group. But there's almost a resentment that somehow you're separated again by a politician, you know, that you're my people, I'm in control of you, I represent you. Instead of thinking that each citizen has a right to be respected as a citizen first, someone under the laws of the country.
Chain migration simply means that legalized or green card carrying family members are able to sponsor immigrant family members, thus creating a chain that goes on forever. But the Democrats think otherwise.
I have sinned against you, my Lord.
Like a guilty TV evangelist that won't let up on pornography, the minds of the Democrats are brimming with racism as a means to play political football, inserting their virtue signaling madness into an immigration debate that requires compromise and sanity.
I think chain migration is another word that's been weaponized by critics, mostly on the right of the debate, to sort of generate ill will toward immigrants, even those who are coming legally.
You're saying when they get here, because these people are more vulnerable, if they come in on this program, they're then subject to exploitation more easily?
What I'm saying is that
getting the nexus to terrorism.
The nexus to terrorism is that if you have a visa program that is easily exploited by malafide actors, including terrorists, I don't know that he didn't come in on the visa lottery program. He came in as extended family-based immigrant.
Right.
But I'm saying with respect to the diversity visa program, which is also at play here, that program is, as the State Department IG found 15 years ago, and as the GAO confirmed in 2007, exploitable by terrorists or malafide actors because the criteria are so low and easily faked. And it's a lottery. So it's, there's on multiple levels. It's just, it's an open door. It's problematic. It needs to shut.
The White House website reports, under our current immigration system, around 70% of legal immigrants admitted to the United States every year do so based on family ties rather than merit. A recent joint report from the Department of Justice and the Department of Homeland Security found that roughly 3 in 4 individuals convicted of international terrorism-related charges since September 11, 2001, were foreign-born. As the report outlines, a number of these terrorists were able to enter the United States on the basis of family ties and extended family chain migration. This is why the average American cringes whenever the Democrats speak, touting their vague racist sentiments over our national security. Don't you think most Americans were a wee bit insulted after former President Obama chose a portrait artist that depicted black people beheading white people? Is that what the Democrats call unity? John Bound reporting for InfoWars.com.
It's the Democratic Party that opposed the Civil Rights Act of Eisenhower and of Richard Nixon when he was vice president. It's the Democratic Party that threatened my grandmother and called us N-word lovers in East Texas because they were for desegregation. And it was their great victory to then, after the Republican Southern strategy, to come in and rebrand themselves as the ones fighting racism, but they just taught all the minorities how to be incredible tribal racist hate mongers. And so now you've got the Democratic Party openly, massively pushing race war in this country. It is truly sickening, and it shows how diabolical they are. Roger Stone's here with us. We're going to go to other topics in a moment, but just putting bookends on this. Chain migration with the State Department under the UN previously told Trump killed this 6 months ago. Under Obama, the UN, this is mainstream news, decided who was allowed to come in. They certified it under the migrant operation, and then they brought the people in who would have many convictions, 30, 40 deportations, rapes, murders, killings, and then the left gets up there, when I can't go to Mexico and get free health care or be a criminal and allowed in, or I have to leave when they sack, I can't go anywhere. But the idea that if we have a border and vet anybody when we're so open that we're bad, people aren't buying this.
Alex, I couldn't agree more. Look, the historical record's absolutely clear. It was Lincoln who emancipated the slaves. It was Richard Nixon who desegregated the public schools, gave us affirmative action, increased sevenfold funding for civil rights enforcement at the Justice Department, quadrupled the funding for black colleges. It's Donald Trump who's brought African-American unemployment to the lowest point since we've been keeping track of it. The Congressional Black Caucus couldn't be more out of touch with the needs and desires of the average African-American.
Because they want a
family
population. It's true. It's the Republicans who are good, a lot of bad ones, that are trying to emancipate people. It's the Democrats of the KKK trying to keep them under control and spewing all the race crap, knowing it's going to turn the average white person racist when they see the president on TV with a guy showing black women cutting white people's heads off. And I'm telling folks not to buy into this, but this is getting ridiculous.
I what's interesting and heartening to me as I travel, Alex, is that I find more and more individual black people, just people who come up to me and say, you know, you're absolutely right. The Democrats left us behind. We like what you're saying. We want to own a piece of the American pie. I want to own my own factory, a guy said to me when I was in Florida. I don't want to be an employee. I want to be an employer.
And notice Trump kept showing not the little cliche of, look, this black guy's a doctor. Of course, black are going to be a doctor. Of course, the left made fun of, the black brain surgeon that, you know, Trump has hired. Oh, that's, he's just a token black guy. Trump showed all those black entrepreneurs from nowhere that have hundreds and hundreds of employees and are making all this money and helping America, he was lionizing the black entrepreneur. That's what they hate.
No, the Democratic Party is the party of the poverty pimps. They seek to make people make black people reliant on the welfare state, as opposed to proposing or proposing policies that are pro-growth and pro-opportunity.
Let me ask you this. What did you make of Bill Murray coming out and saying political correctness is evil, it's suppressing minorities, it's turning them into just an identity instead of a person, that there's leaders they put over them that basically control them and enslave them? I mean, he clearly went out on a limb here with the facts. I mean, he's right about the facts, but they're going to try to attack him, even though he's, quote, a leftist icon. He can now see what's going on and speaking out against them. That's got to really shake him up.
Well, I also think the context is important because he's absolutely right. It makes comedy impossible to do because they're hypersensitive. You can't make a joke. There are no jokes. They take everything verbatim. When I was in England, I just heard the same thing over and over again. Racist, racist, racist. You're a racist. You're a racist. You're a Russian. You're a racist. You're a racist. You're a Russian. They slide the Russian thing in there. No,
it's like seven or eight racists and then a Russian.
But they're the racists. They're the ones who gave us the 1994
Brand Bill. It is ours. Like, I guess the next thing's going to be rapists. But like,
yeah, well, that fits them.
Russian rapists. Yeah.
I mean, look, the 1994 crime bill is given to us by Bill and Hillary. You know, if you are caught with rock cocaine, the mandatory penalties are much harsher than if you are caught with powdered cocaine. This is a Clinton policy. That is a racist policy. It was Hillary who played the dog whistle. It was Hillary who said black people needed to be brought to heel. So I'm heartened. Yesterday there was a terrific demonstration against a number of Republican pastors against the Congressional Black Caucus. That community is waking up.
That's right. And of course, when you were talking about the crime bill, she said blacks are animals and have to be controlled. Horrible racist stuff. But video. Google then would, Clinton crime bill would block that and not let you see it. So their Google's there trying to cover up what she said blacks were animals. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm NHL veteran Jeremy Roenick. You have a few more weeks to nominate your local ice rink for the coveted title of Kraft Hockeyville USA 2018. The winner will have the opportunity to host an NHL preseason game, plus receive $150,000 from Kraft Heinz in rink upgrades. I love being a part of this program, and I've seen firsthand the incredible spirit hockey communities have when they rally together. See complete contest rules and enter your local rink before nominations close on Saturday, March 10th at KraftHockeyville.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
spend your life with Extendovite.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Just some good old boys.
Alex Jones Show.
Just a good old boy.
Never meaning no harm.
Never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curve. Yeah. Climbing the hill. Someday the mountain might get him, but the law never will.
Mountain might get them, but the establishment never will.
The only way they know how.
God's the mountain.
That's just
under God's plan, not the establishment. There's some good old boys. You know, my mama loves me. All right, we're back live here. Roger Stone riding the shotgun with me to this hour, right into the next hour, right into the next hour. Roger, former head of the Trump campaign, best-selling author, political strategist, best buddies of Richard Nixon, you name it. The only member of the Plumbers not to go to jail because you weren't involved. A piece of living history here with us, involved in 10 campaigns. Big stuff during the break. You're about to give folks, I know next hour when you host the fourth hour, but start giving us the hors d'oeuvre or the all of your great aplomb about the huge moment we're at and the battle inside Trumplandia and the things that are unfolding right now.
Well, Alex, I think the truth is General John Kelly is toast. I think there's evidence.
By the way, you said that first 6 months ago, but now it's...
Now I think it's manifest. It's very clear that he knew about the allegations of spousal abuse against Rob Porter and that he promoted Porter anyway. The reason for this is because Kelly aspires to be Secretary of Defense sometime in the next 2 to 3 years, and you can't leave a position in Trump world unless you have someone to take your place. So Porter was being groomed to be the next White House Chief of Staff. Porter has been one of those staffers actively involved in blocking the president from seeing InfoWars, The Daily Caller, Breitbart, any conservative alternative media, Gateway Pundit, and a lot of other.
But particularly InfoWars.
Particularly, because we don't want the president to learn any inconvenient truths. He might watch InfoWars and get the facts, and then when he gets the facts, he acts on them. He says, why are we doing this? Or how come I don't know about this? So they try to make their lives easier by hiding certain things from the president. Now the question is, who will replace Kelly? And there's a number of factions kind of swirling around with their own candidates, and the president, being Donald Trump's, playing his cards very close to the vest. We can confirm that he asked Tom Barrack, the chairman of Colony Capital, a real estate opportunity fund in Los Angeles.
His best friend.
Barrack's literally his best friend. He's the BB Rebozo of this administration, someone the president confides in, someone the president trusts completely. But Mr. Barrack, who had a bad experience in government during the Reagan days, and who's worth a couple billion on his own, declined this high honor. He'll support the president any way he can, but
he's kind of a shadow consigliere.
I think he's someone the president goes to for solid advice, and somebody the president knows he can speak to, and there's zero chance of a leak. Tom Barrack's the most loyal guy in the world. He's an enormously capable guy, and he'd be a great White House chief of staff, but I don't think he is interested in the job.
He's not a sadomasochist.
Well, he's also, his loyalty is to Donald Trump personally, and he knows that this is combat duty. At his age and his station of life, I don't think he wants to take this on.
And same thing Trump almost didn't because of this. And people say, okay, chief of staff, who cares? The point is it's now all coming out. Kelly's now, free game out there with what's happening. How does this affect the Republic and what we're trying to do to battle the globalists?
Well, we got to hope that the new White House chief of staff, depending on who that is, it will lift the Iron Curtain. I mean, I had somebody, a good friend, a friend of this show, who was with the president at Mar-a-Lago and said that he has these four guys who go everywhere, and they're like minders. They look identical. They dress identical. And their job is to intercept anybody who's trying to talk to or give anything to the president. If you're having a conversation with the president, say, in a cocktail party type setting, they're suddenly there, you know, with their ears. If you try to hand the president something, a letter, a piece of paper, they'll say, I'll take that. So, you know, they're trying to keep the president in a cocoon. I've known him 40 years. He doesn't like being in a cocoon. He likes to know everything. And when he finds out things that he should have known, but nobody told him, that really makes him angry.
So, who are they talking about? Jack Posobiec likes Congressman Gates, your friend.
Well, Matt Gaetz, I think, is a great guy. I think he's of great value to us in Congress because unlike most of those guys, with the obvious exceptions of Trey Gowdy.
He's not a coward. So right. I'm asking you, who is good then?
Well, let's see. A number of people here. David Urban, who is allegedly in line for the job of ambassador to Saudi Arabia, was considered previously. He's a Trump loyalist. Some people believe that they misunderstand his politics. He was the chief of staff to Senator Arlen Specter, who is the toughest, smartest, most difficult member of the Senate. If you can manage the Senate office of Arlen Specter, you can manage the White House. Whether Urban would take the job, I don't know. Wayne Berman, veteran Republican rainmaker, veteran of both the Reagan and Bush administrations. Sean Hannity's been advocating Berman. Mick Mulvaney, current member of the cabinet, although I think he aspires to go back home and run for governor. Those are some of the names.
So let's shift gears then. The big issue. Talk about Benedict Arnold marries Judas Iscariot and has a evil goblin baby. Bannon is on TV saying, oh, women are taking over. Trump's the misogynist. He's the ultimate leftist now, darling. But he goes on Breitbart radio still and says, oh, I love the president. I love the president to that audience, and then runs around stabbing him in the back, just foaming at the mouth. And the word is, and I've been hearing this, that he is like making stuff up to the council, even though he wasn't involved in the campaign when all this Russia stuff supposedly happened.
I don't believe.
I'm talking about Baby Bannon.
We're talking about Steve Bannon. Look, as I've said here, pardon me, Bannon's actions are a stunning betrayal to a man who elevated him to the highest possible honors you could have in public service. And I understand that he is cooperating with Mueller. I believe he has an interview with Mueller this week. But I don't believe this has anything whatsoever to do with Russia, Alex. I think that he is trying to entrap the president in some kind of business-related thing.
And you've been saying don't meet with him, and now the White House lawyers had said they would meet. Now they're saying no, no.
The lawyers have come around to my point of view. That's absolutely true. Where the president is on this, we still don't know. But being Donald Trump, he left himself that out. Even when he said, I'll meet with Mueller, I'm not afraid to meet with Mueller, subject, of course, to the agreement of my lawyers. So he left himself an out. This is the most obvious perjury trap.
Mueller ought to have his ass indicted, and all these FBI top people giving money to Fusion GPS. I said that was always the issue of Justice Department funding that, Hillary giving McCabe's wife $500,000. They ought to all be, the asses ought to be indicted right now, man. Arrogant?
There's no question about this. I don't think that the Trump administration can survive until the president gets control of his own Justice Department. He does not have control of the Justice Department.
And what do they have on the attorney general? I mean, he's just...
He's out to lunch. I can't tell whether he is compromised, Alex, or whether he is whether he's senile.
Addled, maybe had a stroke.
But he's not himself. He's not the guy I knew in the campaign. He's not the guy who was really the leader on immigration issues. He's a different person. That means that Rod Rosenstein continues to be the de facto attorney general. And that guy is a rat. He is a Quisling.
He was one of the key captains running the whole fake Russiagate situation, who created the special turdlet known as Robert Globalist Butt Boy. We'll be right back. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, You are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I was talking to Roger Stone, former head of the Trump campaign, Trump confidant, about what he thinks Trump's doing wrong. Because we can talk about what Trump's doing good all day. We know he's a good guy overall. The globalists are attacking him. They're out to get him. But Roger, we were talking during the break, and I was making the points that Rand Paul's right. We've got too much debt. But China's had five times the debt. When you actually look at their rigged economy, they're expanding. They're building real infrastructure. And we're in a debt war right now, and the whole world's just going into more debt. So now it's fiat. If we use debt building to actually rebuild infrastructure, we know that creates real jobs that are based on people. And America was built with bubbles. Let's not lie about that. And then I see Lloyd Blankfein of Goldman Sachs bragging earlier last year, saying, oh, I was in China, their infrastructure is much bigger, much better. You know, you can forget it. And so I'm for infrastructure. So I understand Rand Paul's perspective. I understand the other perspective. But beyond being a pragmatist, I'm looking at the reality of how they're trying to maneuver the U.S. into being deindustrialized, being shut down. I see the exuberance. I see everything coming back with them trying to block it. So you could say Trump's right to go ahead and let there be a bubble for the people to build infrastructure and bring back optimism, especially all the other countries are going to keep inflating anyway, so it's not going to matter. The problem is, though, that then it's Goldman Sachs again who's trying to sabotage it. Well, they can't just stop the funding from happening. They'll make sure it goes to what they want and does nothing because they've got a big raging you-know-what for this country. They run the whole New World Order. They run the whole Hollywood globalist system. And the very same globalist funded the takedown of Russia before. This is the takedown of America so they can dictate the terms of surrender to the people of this globalist clique. So where do you stand in that whole navigation of that situation? Making the right decision to accelerate the economy like a shot to the heart of adrenaline. The defibrillator isn't working. The person's going to die. Hit him with adrenaline. Get it going. He hit us with a small shot. It got us going. We're getting better. They're trying to bring us back into a coma. He's back with the shot again. How do you describe that whole situation?
Well, first of all, let's talk about what the president's done right. This tax cut, the biggest tax cut in American history, even though the House and Senate Republicans did load it up with some Christmas tree aspects for Wall Street, is still going to turbocharge the economy. It still has the potential, once it gets traction, to really, put us in a great position for 2018 and beyond politically, plus get the economy really cooking. If they give the president his plan for inversion, that will only speed things up. I must tell you, though, Alex, I'm very disappointed in the infrastructure proposal that he unveiled yesterday. This was written by Goldman Sachs. What it does is it shifts responsibilities back to the states. It gives the mandates to the states. It forces the states into public-private partnerships. But it doesn't give the states anything. It doesn't give them a line of credit. It doesn't give them any funding. It's an excuse for Goldman Sachs to sell more muni bonds is what it is. Now, this is the brainchild of Gary Cohn. Let me remind you who he is.
So instead of nationalism, we'll talk about him. Instead of nationalism, it's globalism in run around Trump right to the states.
Exactly. And what they've done here, remember, Gary Cohn is the president's chief economic advisor. He's the guy who wanted the president to sign the Paris Climate
Accord. And he openly badmouths the president when he thinks he's not watching.
He also is the guy who wanted the carbon tax credits, tried to sell the president on that, rejected. Now Mr. Cohn would very much like to be the White House chief of staff. I believe he is the candidate of the president's son-in-law and daughter. And he's a liberal Democrat from Goldman Sachs. This would be a classic mistake. And I think rank-and-file Trump supporters would revolt.
Expanding on that, Netanyahu obviously is a friend of America overall. People demonize him so much because they don't like him as a nationalist. They're trying to indict him for his wife having government chefs for dignitary meetings cook food at their house. I thought presidents, that's the dirt they've got. And so now the police want indictments. They want to take him out. It's in the Soros documents of WikiLeaks. They want to overthrow Israel and have the UN come in with the Vatican. I mean, all these Israel haters better get it through their head that that's just a bunch of PR hype. Israel's a bunch of different diverse groups of political views and religious views. And, you know, Saudi Arabia won't take one Palestinian or one Muslim from Syria or Libya. And so you can see they're trying to take down nationalists everywhere. Hillary's in an article today on Infowars.com I hadn't gotten to, where they say we will, have the New World Order. We're going to win. I forgot to cover that. We're unstoppable. I mean, it's so obvious what's happening. What do you make of that?
Well, they're fighting the tide of history. That's their problem. What's amazing, in all honesty, was you talk about Russian interference in our election. The Obama administration poured hundreds of millions of dollars and deeply interfered in the Israeli elections to take down Netanyahu's party. And they failed against all odds. This is their plan B, these trumped-up, ridiculous charges.
And that's where I meant to go.
He gave a gratuity to a chef. Let's put him in jail. I mean, this is ridiculous. It's absurd. But he's emerging as a major Trump ally. That if you watch that joint press conference with the president last week, you notice where they went. immediately, he praises the president for moving the capital to Jerusalem. And then the president goes into a direct attack on the Iranian a nuclear deal, which is the greatest fraud in American history. And then now he says, Mr. President, we have your back. If you decide to unravel that, we are with you. This is the kind of guy.
So let me ask you then,
with you,
because again, racist on all sides, racist blacks say all whites are bad, and racist whites say all blacks are bad, or whatever. But really, you look at the Nazi collaborator Soros documents and all the rest of it. It's all these weird, crazy anti-Jewish leftist Jews who have a fetish for bringing down Israel and a fetish for attacking the West, Christianity, any of it. What are they getting out of it? Why do they want to, this little tiny country, want to blow it up and hand it over to people that'll be killing each other forever, fighting over who controls it? And like, since when does NBC and CNN praise North Korea, how beautiful the dictator's daughter is and how horrible our vice president is? I mean, it's not North Korea buttering their bread. Where is the hatred of America and the love of North Korea? Well, why just hate Israel for no reason? I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on, and it's like so crazy.
But it's really, I hate to say it, it's all about Trump. And in other words, anything he is for, they're against. They weren't upset when Barack Obama was picked up on a hot mic saying to Vladimir Putin, wait till after the election, I'll have much more flexibility in giving you whatever you want, essentially. Where were they then? Why weren't they going crazy then? Yes.
You imagine if Trump said that?
David Brock yesterday announces that he's filing a complaint with the FEC over allegations that the president had sex with a porn star and then paid her off. Brock, where were you when Bill Clinton paid $750,000 to Paula Jones? That was a non-consensual.
But that's not, even if Trump did that, it's not a Federal Elections Commission violation if 12 years ago something like that happened.
It's absurd, but there's no consistency there. In other words, these people are demented.
If it was like an airplane full of small children with Bill Clinton and Jerry Epstein,
no, then that wouldn't be an issue.
You got to cover that up.
Yeah. No, it's the hypocrisy of these people.
I mean, the whole left would want to cover that up.
The hypocrisy of this is extraordinary.
So where is it all going as they just battle and battle and get crazier and crazier?
Well, the way this usually works, unfortunately, is when you have an outsider like Donald Trump, first they try to discredit you, and then they try to destabilize you, and then they co-opt you. Sure, there's some things I'm disappointed in. I don't know why we're still in Syria. I don't know why we're still in Afghanistan. I think the generals are misleading the president on that. Yes, everything in Afghanistan will collapse when we withdraw. But that's true if we withdraw tomorrow.
It's a collapse-filled society of inbred, let's just, the facts are, they're almost all inbred mental patient cavemen from planet Pop-Tart.
Right, and it's all going to collapse into the toilet when we leave, no matter when that is. So we're just buying time with American dollars, which are borrowed, and American lives. Makes no sense to me. The president was elected as a non-interventionist on the foreign policy front. He's got the North and the South.
The globalists just use it as a way to sap the U.S. We pull out, it'll make Pakistan and China go in there and get sapped even worse. It's a sabotage against our country that we're even in. Cesspool, crap hole, you know what hole, devil stand. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families.
Choose from three help sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, I'm NHL veteran Jeremy Roenick. You have a few more weeks to nominate your local ice rink for the coveted title of Kraft Hockeyville USA 2018. The winner will have the opportunity to host an NHL preseason game, plus receive $150,000 from Kraft Heinz in rink upgrades. I love being a part of this program, and I've seen firsthand the incredible spirit hockey communities have when they rally together. See complete contest rules and enter your local rink before nominations close on Saturday, March 10th at KraftHockeyville.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Stone is here. He's going to be hosting the fourth hour right into the war room with Owen Schroyer. Doing some plugging. I said, hey, I got a plug coming in. He said, oh, I want to talk about brain force. I've tried a lot of nootropics, a lot of natural brain pills. I know you're into herbology and Chinese medicine and the rest of it, but we just set out looking at whatever the best sellers were already, fusing two or three of the top brands together, and then cutting the price massively. So you're getting one of $50, $60, $70 nootropic for like $30 right now, Brain Force Plus. Tell folks what you think about it.
Here's the thing. I just did a tour of the United Kingdom where it was intense. I did three major speeches. I did Oxford, I did Durham, and I did Cambridge. And then I did media events in between, including an extraordinary beatdown of the BBC where they tried to trip me up and I destroyed them. It wouldn't have been possible without Brain Force. The thing I like about this, Alex, is it gives you a mental clarity and a mental lift, the ability to work another 6 hours, but then you're not so amped up that you can't sleep. It has no carryover effect. You're not jittery. You're not amped up. You can sleep that night, and then I pop one. As soon as I start to have mental fatigue and I'm like, oh, I'm done for the day, two of these and you're like back on the ramparts.
And I was about to say, I was bragging that I hadn't had the flu in like 8 years, but this is the record since like 1999. Boom, got it 3 days ago, and I've still been at work, all the rest of it. But I said, man, I am dying because I had coffee this morning and a little bit of tea you know, iced tea with lunch. We got Cabo Bob's today for the crew for Valentine's Day for everybody. And, you know, great local joint of Patriots. You're like, dude, your own product, Brainforce. Let's take one. So we're doing it right now, not as a staged event here. This is what we're really doing because I got a long way to go and a short time to get there and a lot of work behind the scenes. He's about to be hosting for hours and hours. And I, you know, fever went away yesterday. I was up here with 101 fever or so on air. I had 103 the day before, but I still feel like I've been run over by you know, a freight train today. But everybody else been getting this stuff, been sick for a week.
Well, so I'm
blessed.
I had the flu, and it's my own fault because I should have gotten immune wall sooner than I did, and it hung on for a month. And then when I hit the immune wall, it's the olive leaf oil that's in there, which is really hard to find in a quality. I turned the corner.
So you know your stuff. That's why you ought to be like a head of our operations promotions, because you really are. And I've seen your suitcases full of this stuff.
Yep.
And like you said, wow, your stuff really is top line. Now we go out and you're right. If I took, see, I'm so arrogant. I was saying this last week before I got sick. I'm like, oh, I've got the flu. Everybody else has it. See, and I go, but I don't even take my own stuff because there's so much of it. I take the X2 always. And then I take some Brainforce when I need it, and I take Supermail here and there. And I've got all these, but there's so many great products. I'm like, I have been taking the allergy pollen block. It's really helped. But then I ask myself, wow, allergies today. Oh, where's my pollen block? It's like crazy. It really works, but we're not. You're like Trump. I'm like Trump. I don't even ever take aspirin. But this isn't I say aspirin from a plant, too. This is from Mother Nature. We should be taking it more.
Well, if you go back and you looked at our shows on Monday, you know, I was losing my voice. I was raspy. I was tired. I hit the silver colloidal formula, and my voice bounced.
You called me. You said, bullet is incredible.
Yeah, it really, this stuff works. A couple tops. I do it. You know.
Listen. What was it? Sunday night. It was Sunday night. I did the show, went, dropped my children off, they're visiting their mother, and I'm driving home, and I'm like, man, as much as they punch me in the chest, that's where it starts, this flu.
Yep.
And then I went to bed, woke up with a fever, and I just went in and drank half a bottle. You're not supposed to do that. You can get, it is toxic. It's why it kills stuff, but it's approved, all that stuff. And I mean, but approved low dosages, I went boom, gargled that, and it was like immediately got a lot better. And I think that's why I wasn't so ill as most of the people.
Well, it's also,
we've had members of the crew, you know, that had flu in a decade. They've been sick for 2 weeks.
Well, it's the synergy. In other words, if you do mineral fusion and you stack it with immune wall and the silver colloidal, it just torques up your own natural immunity like that. You feel like a new person.
Well, silver is an antiviral. It's an antibacterial. Above 30 parts per million, they can get it a lot smaller. It is very toxic. 30 parts, it's seen as generally safe. But all antibiotics are poison, folks. Let's not lie to you. You know, but that's why the ancients, every culture said the royalty ate off silver, even above gold. You know, the silver spoon in the mouth, your baby, because they knew even keeping food in silver containers made it last longer.
Yeah, it's a great product. And as you point out, when people, you can go to the drugstore, by the way, you can go to Walmart or CVS, and you'll find formulas that say they do the same thing as our stuff.
And by the way,
and they use fillers, they use substandard ingredients.
Like the Liberty Movement led this. I remember being on air 23 years ago and people calling me because I was like, I don't need vitamins, I don't need nothing. I'm working out every day. I'm in great shape. Yeah, I'm 23 years old. And they're like, the coil silver, Alex, is incredible for topical or incredible for that. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. And finally, I researched it. My dad's, you know, a doctor, a chemist, and oral surgeon. He said, no, son, it's an ancient, you know, known antibiotic, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's real, but it can't be too small a particle. They say it's better. And so I started having the sponsors. And then, like, 10 years later, start seeing it at CVS, Walgreens. Now you go in hospitals. They're not spraying iodine. They're spraying silver to kill germs. The iodine quit working. I'm not knocking iodine. I don't want to go on a whole rant, but absolutely. InfoWars with our audience. We, the Liberty Movement first, we pioneered silver. And like you said, it's everywhere now.
Yeah, it's interesting because the mainstream media makes fun of us for promoting a line of natural supplements. The point I don't think they get is we have no corporate sponsors. There's nobody saying, Alex, you can't say that. Alex, you can't cover that subject. It's too sensitive. So it gives us journalistic freedom, and it pays for the expansion. Folks, I have seen the new studio here in construction. It's state-of-the-art. It will just blow your mind.
The satellite uplink?
Yeah, it's going to be unreal.
But let's go further. Jeff Bezos, $112 billion, bought Whole Foods, bought everything. He's downgrading the quality. It's his own people admit it. And Jeff Bezos, I know supplements now. I mean, I've been into them for 10 years longer, but I've been really into it for like 7. I know the brands in there. I know the manufacturers where they've got $1 in the product and it's $40. Ours has got $15 a product and it's $35. I can show it. I'm going to start showing this with the blurred out contracts. We've even got people that agreed to do it at the companies. And I'm going to show what we're doing at the same factories versus what they're doing. And then he's got his own Washington Post attacking me, saying I'm ripping people off, that supplements are a scam, when he's the biggest supplement seller in the world and has some great names. He has the very best in there, their third party. He's come out with all his own labeled stuff that's pure crap. So I'm coming after him. I mean, he is just a monster, man. He is a monster. He doesn't even want to hate him. Just
like
get him off screen.
I like the idea of taking some of the Whole Foods products and combining them with ours and just going head-to-head in terms of the quality.
We know all the manufacturers. We know who's making it. We know who private labels. So there used to be hundreds of products, a lot of great companies. Now they're getting rid of all that. It's all their private label. It doesn't even say Whole Foods. They're bringing in to displace everything. And I'm just saying, we know everything he's involved in is crap.
Well, the other thing I think we do that the others do is you constantly are taking the best of the old and the new. In other words, you get some of the finest Chinese herbs that have been used for centuries and have a proven efficacy, and then you blend them with cutting-edge nutraceuticals that are modern, and you come up with formulas that are really outstanding.
You really are smart. I'm not just saying that because I didn't know you were this big herbologist. That's exactly what I want. Whatever documented, confirmed, high quality, but whatever the latest, hottest, proven stuff is, so everybody buys it and it works great.
Yeah,
I mean, I want something to really work good because you're going to want to buy it over and over again.
Yeah, but go to...
Doesn't Bezos get that? Sell somebody a bottle of crap. Sell them something good and they'll buy it for life, but he thinks you're dumb.
Well, go to the testimonials, folks. You can see on the site, not hundreds, thousands of people who say, I love Brain Force.
Well, here's the special, since we did an infomercial, which I never do, which we should do, because it funds the operation. Please support local as well. Limited time sale of Cell Force InfoWars Life. That is, they're going to be called DNA Force Plus, but it's called Cell Force right now, 50% off. Incredible deal about to end. Icarin is the liver and kidney cleanse with the milk thistle extract, 600. Silmarin, I mean, it's got all the stuff, N-acetylcysteine, organic alma fruit, it goes on and on. That's $19.95. Leading competitors are $40, and they've got $1 product in them. I mean, we're like, if something's $19.95, it's got like $10 a product. You know, if something's 60-something bucks, it's got $30 a product. And these companies cannot believe someone's putting this in the bottle. I don't do the 7x markup, folks. I do 100% markup. I just cannot believe it. So, again, introducing InfoWars Live Daily Digested with Carnivore and Floralife Probiotic. That's 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com. I know I'm ranting. Tell us what's coming up in the next hour you're going to be hosting, Roger Stone.
Well, we're going to do a total breakdown. We're going to kind of give a scorecard in the race to become White House Chief of Staff, who's in, who's out, who's under consideration, who's taken themselves out of consideration. We're going to talk about Jeff Sessions, who's now attacking a Republican U.S. senator for supporting President Donald Trump's position on state legalized marijuana. We're going to bring you the very latest on Julian Assange. We're waiting with bated breath for a decision by a British court that could lift the outstanding warrant against him and clear the way to freedom. And we're going to talk about the latest on John Brennan. John Brennan's the former CIA director, and he, Alex, is the perp in the entire Russian collusion. He is the main conspirator. This is the evil brainchild of this Islamic convert, this traitor, who's now, by the way, a paid consultant.
And all right, I'm going to do 5 more minutes with you because I agree we have to cover Russia to decipher it and expose it. But aren't we in a trap letting them even change the subject? Haven't they won on Russiagate even though they've failed in a way I'll talk about?
1 out of 4 people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.